not off Iowa Colony. It was granted on business or on historic 165. The seating was discussed, and Mr. Cartwright actually put it in the packets. It's actually was brought up during the meeting. They did have a lot of information. When you get to parking and all that, it's really based on, I'm not going to approve a building permit or anything else until we cut out property with proper setbacks that meets the dimensions to make all that work. So the order number that was sent down from the commission was stating a meets and bounds placed on what is it going to do when you get your engineering architectural drawings to make sure everything works, the driveway widths, the parking area, the trash service, where it's going to locate. So a lot of that you guys have missed, but that's all been discussed. And that's why they left it open to fall back into the regs to be approved under the second phase of all construction, use being one, which is what they looked at, second being construction phase, where you get the details of how things work.
Correct. Okay.
So those things would be addressed after after they receive architectural drawings.
Absolutely.
And so these things would also, like, for example, the wastewater. Or
can't move forward without every authority taking charge of that and permitting it.
That's right. Right.
Let me go back to the lighting. I have a billboard that was put up here. It's been about 8 months ago. The lighting was deemed in the eyes of people traveling. I put a stop work order on it. It was not even conditional. It was rezoned, so it was permitted by right. But we got the lighting fixed based on the complaint we got. We got a professional come in and evaluate the situation, and we had everything changed. So, there, yes, it does come back to us. It's not very often, but it does come back to us, and we have to look at it and evaluate it and come up with how to fix it.
Okay.
Hopefully on his engineering design side, that's taken care of. I'm not an engineer to get everything perfect. They make mistakes too, and then you got to go back and reevaluate it. CUP is conditional. It is not, you know, it is a privilege. It is not a right.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Chairman, I would move to approve Appeal 2026-001A.
I would second that.
Okay. All in favor say aye. Those that oppose?
Nay.
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 All right.
Thank you, Board.
Yep. All right, we're going to move forward with the old and new business. Do we have any old or new business to cover?
I do not. We are moving forward on the Buford case.
Okay.
I guess I do have old business. We're moving forward on the Buford case, and I should have you guys a packet with more information here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, perfect.
Sounds Did good. You need comment or feedback? There was an email soliciting feedback that nobody responded to, and I'm not sure. Do we still need that feedback?
Feedback from?
On what we thought about the compromise? I think there was email.
Yeah, probably wouldn't hurt. If you guys want to stick around after this, we could. Okay. Do that. I think we were already moving forward with their attorney, but yeah, I'd love to hear it. I did kind of mesh up with a couple people and kind of understood. I took what we thought from the meeting.
Do we need to go into a closed session? Is it a legal matter before we?
We would.
Okay.
It'd just have to be us.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So with that being said, we're at the point now where we could have a motion for an adjournment.
I'd move we adjourn this meeting.
Right, that's correct.
Yeah. All right, do we have a second?
I have a second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are now closed. You can turn off the mics.